parasitic infections, schistosomiasis and teianiasis, or cysticercosis by All Star Medics. Lesson objectives. At the end of this lesson, the learner should be able to describe the pathophysiology, clinical features, investigations, and treatment of schistosomiasis and teianiasis, or cysticercosis, in pediatric patients using Zambia's standard treatment guidelines. Section 1. Schistosomiasis. Description. Schistosomiasis is an acute or chronic parasitic infection caused by blood flukes of the genus Schistosoma. Infection occurs when the larval forms, released by freshwater snails, penetrate the skin during contact with contaminated water. There are two major forms. The intestinal form is caused by Schistosoma mansoni, Schistosoma japonicum, Schistosoma mekongi, and Schistosoma intercalatum. The urogenital form is caused by Schistosoma haematobium. Clinical features. In acute infection, children may develop mild maculopapular skin lesions within hours of exposure. For intestinal schistosomiasis, acute symptoms include abdominal pain, diarrhea, blood and stool, and fatigue. Chronic intestinal disease presents with hepatomegaly, splenomegaly, ascites, portal hypertension, and pulmonary hypertension. For urogenital schistosomiasis, acute presentation includes hematuria, dysuria, and urinary frequency. Chronic disease results in fibrosis of the bladder and ureters, kidney dysfunction, and in later stages, bladder cancer. Adolescent girls may develop genital lesions, vaginal bleeding, dyspareunia, and vulvar nodules. Adolescent boys may develop pathology involving the seminal vesicles, prostate, and other reproductive organs. Investigations. Stool or urine microscopy and culture are used to detect blood and schistosoma ova. A full blood count may show eosinophilia. Urea, electrolytes, and liver function tests assess organ involvement. Chest X-ray and abdominal imaging, including plain radiographs and ultrasound, help evaluate chronic complications. Rectal SNP and blood cultures may be indicated depending on presentation. Treatment. Praziquantel is the treatment of choice for all forms of schistosomiasis and is given as a single dose of 40 mg per kilogram in children older than 2 years and adults. Steroids may be considered in very severe disease. Adverse effects of praziquantel include dizziness, headache, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal discomfort, bloody stool, urticaria, and fever. These are usually mild and last about 24 hours. For prevention, praziquantel is also given as a single dose of 40 mg per kilogram. Section 2. Teianiasis and cysticercosis. Description. Teianiasis is an intestinal infection caused by tapeworms acquired from eating raw or undercooked infected beef, pork, or fish. The causative organisms include Taenia saginata, Taenia solium, Diphyllobothrium latum, and Hymenolus nana. Cysticercosis results when larvae infect tissues including subcutaneous tissue, muscle, eye, and brain. Neurocysticercosis occurs in 60 to 90% of cases. In teianiasis, children may experience colicky abdominal pain, body weakness, loss or increased appetite, constipation or diarrhea, pruritus ani, and hyperexcitability. In neurocysticercosis, children present with seizures, symptoms of intracranial hypertension such as headache, nausea, vomiting, vertigo, and papilledema. They may also have behavioral changes, learning disabilities, and mental status changes. Investigations. Diagnosis of teianiasis is through stool microscopy showing characteristic ova, proglottids, or scolex. Brain CT scan, or MRI, is required for neurocysticercosis. Patients with suspected neurocysticercosis should be referred to higher-level facilities. Treatment. For teianiasis, praziquantel is given orally at 5 to 10 mg per kilogram as a single dose. For neurocysticercosis, albendazole is administered at 15 mg per kilogram per day in two divided doses for 15 days, together with corticosteroids such as prednisolone at 1 to 2 mg per kilogram per day or dexamethasone. Praziquantel may also be used at 50 mg per kilogram per day for 15 days. Surgical removal of cysts may be necessary for cysts located in the eye, spine, or subcutaneous tissue. Albendazole and praziquantel should not be used for ocular or spine cysts because inflammation may cause permanent damage. Further treatment includes anti-epileptic drugs such as carbamazine, phenobarbital, or sodium valproate, continued until the child has been seizure-free for 2 years. Osmotic diuretics may be used for intracranial hypertension, and ventriculoperitoneal shunt placement may be required for hydrocephalus.